This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just as travel ramps up for the Thanksgiving holiday, the White House is announcing a move to try to bring down rising gas prices. Gas prices nationwide are averaging about $3.40 a gallon now, says the AAA. This morning, the White House says it's having 50 million barrels of oil released from the Strategic Reserve to bring down energy costs. The suspect in the Christmas parade crash in suburban Milwaukee that killed five people will be in court today, according to the DA. The AP's Julie Walker has this.
Police say Darryl Brooks drove his SUV through that parade Sunday as he was fleeing the scene of a domestic dispute. Video posted to social media by Angela O'Boyle captures the screams of parade goers. Brooks faces five charges of first-degree intentional homicide. Earlier this month, he was accused of running over the mother of his child with what appears to be the same SUV. He was out on $1,000 bail. The 39-year-old has been charged with crimes 16 times since 1999. I'm Julie Walker.
The jury's expected to get the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial after hearing a final word from prosecutors today in Georgia. Three white men are charged in the killing of Arbery, a black man who was running through their neighborhood. The defense says Travis McMichael suspected Arbery might be a burglar. McMichael's attorney Jason Sheffield telling the jury McMichael fired his gun in self-defense after Arbery charged at him and tried to grab the weapon.
Duty and responsibility and following the law will always be intertwined with heartache and tragedy.
Prosecutors say there's no evidence that Ahmaud Arbery committed any crimes in the defendant's neighborhood. The trial is on Court TV. Three people are missing following a fire and explosion at a home in Flint, Michigan. No word yet on what caused the explosion. This is AP News. That Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost you more this year. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
The American Farm Bureau estimates a Thanksgiving feast for 10 will be about $53 this year, up 14% from last year. Butterball CEO Jay Jandrin says labor, transport, and feed costs all soared and remain elevated.
The inflation's real. Everybody is seeing it. Everybody is feeling it.
Jandrin says labor shortages led to processing delays. And while the turkeys waited, they grew bigger.
That's why we're seeing larger turkeys in the marketplace and why you're hearing that there are fewer small turkeys, but there's certainly plenty of turkeys are just larger.
Jandrin says there will be about the same number of whole turkeys this year as last year.
First Lady Jill Biden took delivery of the White House Blue Room Christmas tree yesterday, an 18.5-foot Fraser fir from North Carolina. She called it magnificent. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.